CRTV's afternoon edition with Patience Wingo. Here are our top stories. Leaders of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APPO, are aiming for sustainable oil and gas development across Africa in their 46th session, opened today in Yaoundé by Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute at the behest of the President of the Republic. Adamawa Customs Officers seize over 3,000 rounds of ammunition in major operation. And in sports, the Cameroon Sambo team is getting ready to leave for Astana, Kazakhstan, where they will take part in the 2024 World Championship from the 6th to the 11th of November 2024. Those are the main points. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. Cameroon's Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute has commended the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APO, for creating an energy bank that will fund oil and gas projects in Africa. He saluted the efforts today in Yaoundé while opening the 46th session of Council of Ministers of the African Petroleum Producers Organization at the behest of President Paul Biya. A man has been arrested in connection with the transportation of over 3,000 ammunitions. Customs officers detected the suspect at a checkpoint in Chabal on the outskirts of Ngaoundéré in the Adamawa region. The Minister of Finance has issued a release saluting the customs officers for the exploit, picking up the man alleged to be moving the ammunition from Marwa, which was destined for Yaoundé. An operation to fight against criminality in the North and Adamawa regions has been scrutinized at a meeting in Garoua. It was chaired by the commander of the 3rd Gendarmerie Region, Brigadier General Pierre Lubazal, who put the defense and security forces in the North and Adamawa regions on red alert. About 100 newly appointed officials of the University of Douala have been installed today. The installation ritual was carried out by the Secretary General of that university, Mudikoko Henri Désiré. Sports Volleyball. Little Women's Volleyball Club of Douala are the champions of the Africa Zone 4 Volleyball Championship that is holding in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo. They beat the Congolese side DGSP by 3-0 this afternoon. In the men's category, Port Autonome of Douala are currently playing Garde Presidential in the men's final. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for joining us. The Prime Minister, head of government, has reaffirmed that Cameroon will continue supporting the activities of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APPO. Joseph Dion Gute was speaking in Yaoundé today, where he represented the President of the Republic at the opening ceremony of the 46th session of the Council of Ministers of the organization. Petroleum ministers from the 18 members of the body are meeting in Yaoundé to evaluate strategies aimed at enhancing the sustainable exploitation of fossil fuels in Africa. Christian Chiatam has more.
The African Petroleum Producers Organization was created in 1997 to serve as a platform of cooperation for the 18 members of the organ. The Council of Ministers, which Cameroon is hosting for the fourth time, has serious issues to handle. At a time when investors concerned by climate change are diabolizing and withdrawing from the fossil fuel sector in Africa, the organization must mobilize funding to exploit the more than 125 billion barrels of proven crude oil reserves and more than 600,000 billion cubic feet of proven gas reserves buried in the continent. The organization must also oversee the development of technologies for fossil fuel exploitation, source finances needed to ensure the sustainable exploitation of fossil fuels in Africa, and develop an African market for the continent's fossil fuel derivatives. The different speeches made during the opening ceremony give reason to think that the African Petroleum Producers Organization is on the right track. the Secretary General of the organization, Omar Farouk Ibrahim, the Vice President of the Council of Ministers, Bruno Jean-Richard Itoua, and Cameroon's representative at the APO Council of Ministers, Adolphe Moudiki, represented by Minister Mbela Mbela, all recounted the successes the organization has scored so far. These include the creation of the African Energy Bank, headquartered in Abuja, and the start of initiatives to promote research and development of fossil fuels. In his opening speech, the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, representing the President of the Republic, said Cameroon, a founding member of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, has always been and will remain a key player in pushing the agenda of the organization. Joseph Diongute said under the leadership of President Paul Biya, Cameroon has incorporated all the policies of APO in our energy sector development plan. Christian Che Adam, CRTV.
During the opening ceremony of the 46th session of the Council of Ministers of the African Petroleum Production Organization, the Prime Minister, Joseph Diongute, hailed the idea of the African Energy Bank as a huge step towards the development of petroleum exploitation in Africa. Here is an excerpt of his opening statement proposed for us by Christian Chiata.
We therefore welcome the decision of the Council of Ministers to explore the possibility of setting up an African Energy Bank. Although a great deal of work still needs to be done before the bank can effectively start its activities, it is undeniable that it will be a fundamental lever for the finalization of future oil projects in African countries. In any case, I can assure you, on behalf of the President of the Republic, Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya, that Cameroon will continue to attach particular importance to achieving the objectives of the APO by always fulfilling its obligation. As prescribed by President Paul Biya, the relentless architect of regional integration, it is imperative to push our common hydrocarbons ideals to new heights. Also, under his very high impetus, his effective involvement and his decisive decision and action, Cameroon has never spared any effort to make this ideal a reality. This was demonstrated more than 20 years ago with the Chad-Cameroon pipeline, one of the largest hydrocarbon integration projects in sub-Saharan Africa.
You were listening there to the excerpt of the opening speech of the Prime Minister, Joseph Diongute. And in a related development, the agenda of the Yaoundé Conclave includes the 19th regular session of the Executive Council and the 46th session of the Council of Ministers. In the following report, Ngo Henry states that the organization accounts for nearly 13% of global oil production today.
The African Petroleum Producers Organization, APO, is an African intergovernmental organization created on January the 27th, 1987, in Lagos, Nigeria, to serve as a platform for cooperation and harmonization of efforts, collaboration, sharing of knowledge and skills among African oil-producing countries. With 18 member countries, it accounts for nearly 95% of Africa's oil production and at least 13% of world production. One of APO's important missions is the promotion of joint initiatives in management policies and strategies across the entire oil industry value chain to enable its member countries to draw better profits from the activities of this non-renewable resource, a major challenge of the energy sector in Africa, according to the Secretary General of APO, His Excellency Dr. Omar Farouk Ibrahim, is the funding of the oil and gas industry. African countries, long dependent on foreign funds, have resolved to find a solution to the problem by setting up the African Energy Bank. The bank is set to play a leading role in financing the continent's oil and gas industry, which, as per APO data, boasts over 125 billion barrels of proven crude oil reserves and more than 600,000 billion cubic feet of proven gas reserves.
Ngo Henry reporting there. The Adamawa Customs Sector, under the operation known as Hakomi 3 Zone 3, has seized 3,144 rounds of ammunition intended for unauthorized distribution. The weapons were discovered in a public transport bus at the entrance of Ngaunderi, having arrived from Marwa following a tip-off that prompted specialized inspections. The individual transporting the ammunition has been arrested and is currently being interrogated by the Adamawa Military Security Forces. Elise Wajibanmia has updates from Ngaunderi.
In a significant operation to combat illegal arms trade in the Adamawa, elements of the customs sector stationed at Chabal succeeded in uncovering and stopping an illicit scheme of distributing over 3,000 unauthorized ammunition within the country.
Commandant Soon, the custom unit in Ngaunderi, in the morning of last Monday, we had information which was forwarded by the Zone 3 coordinator of Arkomi, and we carried out systematic search to fail into this great seizure. There are more than 3,000 bullets. The culprit went into the bush running. We were able to get the guy from the bush who was handed to the regional seminal center.
Authorities have emphasized the seriousness of the operation, noting that the successful interception of these munitions helps protect communities from potential violence and crime.
We are going to hand the core of the Delhi to the seminal, the competent authorities for further investigation, and after that we are going to carry out what we call contention, because the car that was carrying this illegal stuff has been pounded here in the Adamawa Customs Sector.
The Customs Department, in collaboration with other elements of the Defense Forces, is continuing its investigation to determine the origin of the ammunition and any broader networks involved in this illicit activity. Alice Wajibanya, CRTV News, Ngaunderi.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Motaze, has issued a press release commending the customs officers and the synergy of action existing between them, the defense and security forces, and the population. An exploit which our political desk editor, Alban Jembonde, says is thanks to the upgrading of the Cameroon Customs Department as a paramilitary force by President Paul Biya.
The Customs Department has always been nicknamed the gendarme of the economy, charged with the duty of generating revenue. But since 2020, a circular of the President of the Republic admitted the Customs Department into the family of Defense and Security Forces as a paramilitary force, with a mandate to also participate in the defense of the territorial integrity of Cameroon. A move taken by President Paul Biya at the time to readapt the sector to the present context of security threats. To realize this objective, over 4,000 customs officers are deployed in control posts in border localities and within, after receiving initial military, professional, and sometimes special training, not only to meet up with the financial target of 1,079,000,000 CFA francs, as it's the case this year, but also to help the other components of the military to protect the nation. The crackdown of the suspect in Chabal with over 3,000 bullets, which is not the first of its kind from the Customs Department, is a testimony that the decision is paying off. And like with the other components of the military, the customs officers need sincere collaboration from the population to fulfill their mission.
And speaking earlier to the CRTV, the Director General of Customs, Edwin Fongot Novaga, saluted the decision of the head of state and said the paramilitary nature of the Cameroon Customs Department has rendered the officers more efficient in their dual mission. Hear him in an excerpt of an interview selected by Albert Njembonde.
In 2020, the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, integrated us into the large family of administrations in charge of defense and security. And of course, this has led to our systematic participation in security. security meetings throughout the national territory. And this has given us a clear vision and foresight into strategies hidden unknown to us. And of course, that has helped us greatly in enhancing our work on the field. Now, my field collaborators, thanks to this synergy of defense and security forces, have doubled our seizure rates in illegal gold, endangered species, goods that infringe property rights, cocaine, cannabis, and other hard drugs, as well as goods that are dangerous to the health of Cameroonians, like fake medication. This has not in any way jeopardized our prime mission of revenue mobilization for the state. For the first time, we went beyond the 1,000 billion mark in revenue collection. This year, we're expected to collect 1,095.6 billion, and we're all mobilized towards that.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
The populations of Konya and Kumba 3 subdivisions in Mehmet Division of the Southwest Region have been urged to utilize the services of the Public Independent Conciliator, PIC, to enhance social cohesion and improve council management. A senior official of the PIC, Mr. Bernard Fojo, who is also representative for the Southwest, made the request during two separate meetings aimed at raising awareness among the residents of Konya and Kumba 3. Enanga Menyoli reports from Buya.
Lateness in signing documents, misunderstanding between council workers and users, amongst others, are some of the difficulties faced by the population of Konya and Kumba 3 subdivisions in Mehmet Division.
Making birth certificates for children who were to write first school, they will complain of the booklets not being available. Some villages, they are unable to reach the council because of distances and difficulties of the road situation.
These challenges prompted the organization of the sensitization meetings by officials of the Public Independent Conciliator, Mr. Bernard Fojo, representative of the Southwest Public Independent Conciliator.
The council has an administration, but the services are meant for the population. And without the population being there to accompany the council in implementing and executing, the activities will come to waste.
To the mayors of Konya and Kumba 3 councils, Dr. Barrister Musima George Lobe and Dr. Mokwele Nguba Isaac, there are hopes in the horizon for collaboration between the population and the councils.
The council is going to better comprehend the problems of the various communities for better administration.
They have been sensitized, they have been educated as to how they are supposed to perform their functions towards the public.
Officials of the Office of the Southwest Public Independent Conciliator have challenged users to play their role and also contribute in fostering a user-friendly culture with councils by fulfilling their duties and their obligations towards the good of their municipalities. Enanga Menyoli, CLTV News, Buya.
We stay in Mehmet Division, where the senior divisional officer has issued a warning to COCO stakeholders to stop funding activities of terrorist fighters or face legal consequences. Chamberlain Tondong has called for an immediate halt to financial backing to terrorist activities associated with ransom payments by COCO stakeholders. He made the statements during a crucial meeting in Kumba. Mwambo Edward reports.
The SDO revealed alarming findings from ongoing investigations indicating that COCO operators have been undermining security efforts by paying ransoms as high as 10 million francs CFA to armed separatists. These payments are often being made for the release of confiscated goods, trucks, or kidnapped employees. He noted that some operators have formed alliances with separatists, effectively designating certain zones or villages for economic exploitation. In his address, Chamberlain Tuondong urged COCO stakeholders to cooperate with local authorities, security forces, traditional leaders, and church officials when faced with confiscated goods. He emphasized that such collaboration is essential to combat these criminal activities and restore safety in the region. The time for administrative tolerance is over, the SDO declared, warning that anyone caught financing terrorism would face legal repercussions. He advocated for the establishment of a stronger union among COCO stakeholders to enhance coordination and accountability in the sector. In response, representatives from the COCO industry admitted to previously paying ransoms but committed to refraining from such practices in the future. Mwambo Edward, CRTV News, Boya.
The budget for the project to enhance investment in the Logon Valley for 2025 is set at 26 billion CFA francs. The announcement was made during the third ordinary session of the technical group for the project's follow-up in Marwa, chaired by Far North Governor Mijiyawa Bakari. Emos Enonya Ketagbo completes that story.
Out of the 26 billion CFA francs voted as budget for 2025 of the project to valorize investments on the Logon Valley, 6 billion will be used to develop rice farming in the Logon Valley. Mijiyawa Bakari, governor of the Far North region, is president of the technical follow-up group.
This decision has been taken to enable the project to go ahead. Of course, here and there is some problem, but we had exam and fetch the way of mean to eradicate them in order to enable the project to go ahead.
The project Viva Logon, sponsored by the World Bank, aims to improve food security in the three northern regions as well as contribute to reduce the importation of rice. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
The West region has experienced a troubling rise in road accidents over the past 3 months, resulting in numerous fatalities. And hundreds in the region have confirmed that they are enhancing facilities to accommodate the increasing number of accident victims. They have urged road users to exercise caution as the consequences of these accidents lead to significant material and financial losses, as well as tragic loss of life. Kinga Angela Parr tells us more.
From the fatal accident at La Falaise de Chang, causing the loss of close to 20 lives, and Bacham, with 3 reported dead and 11 seriously injured, and presently an unidentified body in a mortuary following an accident at the Bamenzi Quarter in the West region, it has been observed that the West region is increasingly recording cases of road accidents with heavyweight vehicles and especially motorcycle riders. The West Regional Delegate of Health, Dr. Dauda Chimnun, decries the financial and material burdens on health facilities.
Our system is to take care of those persons who are injured, even those who are dead. All our system is a region to carry all those persons with our ambulances to health facilities where those cases are taken care according to the level of injury.
However, he continues to reassure the population that the administration is putting in place the necessary facilities to better cater for such victims.
We give instruction to our health facility to prepare all emergency services to be ready to take care of all those injuries.
He exhorts road users to be cautious in order to reduce the increasing number of road accidents recorded in the region. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
On a sad page, the mortal remains of 58-year-old Dr. Asen Godfred, Deputy Director of the CRTV Audiovisual Heritage Conservation Institute, IFCPA, will be laid to rest in his native Ambele, Witikum Momo Division of the Northwest Region. The coffining ceremony took place today at the Yaounde General Hospital mortuary in the presence of the Director General of CRTV, Charles Ndongo. His mortal remains were later conveyed to the IFCPA campus where he received professional honors. Elizabeth Mbombone Akbo was amongst the mourners and now reports.
The journey of no return of the seasoned CRTV journalist, Dr. Asen Godfred, who slept in the Lord on October 2, 2024, commenced at the mortuary of the Yaounde General Hospital, where dozens of mourners converged to bid him farewell, amongst whom was the Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, Charles Ndongo. The corpse was later then conveyed to CRTV Audiovisual Heritage Conservation Institute, IFCPA, for professional honors, marked by Requiem Mass and presided at by the Deputy Director General of CRTV, Emmanuel Wongibe, who paid him his last respect. Likewise, the Director Delegate of the institution, Emmanuel Mbede.
Dr. Asen Godfred was a loyal lieutenant for me, a second on command, man who working very hard, strict, and for all the students and colleagues here, his absence left a kind of void, because we don't have another man like him here on the campus.
Dr. Asen Gottfried, who served the CRTV for 29 years, held several leadership positions, his last post being the deputy director delegate of IFCPA. The 58-year-old father of five will be laid to rest in his native Ambele in Widiko Momo Division of the Northwest Region.
Now in sports, the Cameroon Sambo team will end an internal training camp in Yaoundé this weekend ahead of their departure to Kazakhstan on November 4, 2024, where they will take part in this year's World Sambo Championship. 12 athletes among 18 that are in camp in Yaoundé are expected to represent Cameroon in the global sports event that will take place from the 6th to the 11th of November 2024 in Astana, Kazakhstan. Ben Collins, New Iberiwo.
Cameroon's Sambo team began their internal training camp at Prodige Hotel in Yaoundé on October 23, 2024 in preparations for the upcoming World Sambo Championship. The 18 athletes who have already participated in four competitions this year are intensifying their training under the technical guidance of acting national coach Adsam Beyek William and his colleagues. The team trains twice daily. One of the athletes expressed confidence, stating that they have received excellent preparation.
Kilian Mailanjiki, Sambo Sport category under 50 kg. We are preparing for the World Championship. The team is very motivated as usual. We are yet again to show the dominance of Cameroon in the world of Sambo, and we're going to do our best.
Motivated now?
We already have people who already did it in the past. You know, we have Seydou Djimoulou, we have Jan Tounana Maxwell. Their motivation for us, we just want to shine as much as they do. And also Cameroon has a reputation to preserve. We have titles to preserve. So this is the motivation that keeps us going.
Physiotherapists of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Peter Mwai, confirmed that all the athletes are in top physical condition.
All our athletes in camp right now are in very good shape. We've been following them up now for more than 5 months before the Cameroon Cup finals in Yaoundé. Immediately after the Cameroon Cup, we continued with the SEAC competition. And most of those athletes that won medals are here with us. We have a series of very good young athletes coming up.
The team boasts of an impressive lineup comprising former world, African and Cameroonian champions. This has fueled high expectations for a medal haul at the championship. 12 athletes and staff are set to leave for Astana, Kazakhstan this Monday with the ambition to secure medals at the prestigious championship.
Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Leaders of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APPO, are aiming for sustainable oil and gas development across Africa in their 46th session in Yaoundé, opened today by Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guté at the behest of the President of the Republic. Adamawa Customs officers seized over 3,000 rounds of ammunition in major operation. And in sports, the Cameroon Sambo team is getting ready to leave for Astana, Kazakhstan, where they will take part in the 2024 World Championship from the 6th to the 11th of November 2024. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Patience Wingo. Up next is a new summary in French with Marlise Natasha Mbang. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi, Patience. La 46e session du Conseil des ministres de l'Organisation des pays producteurs de pétrole africain s'est tenue ce vendredi à Yaoundé. Il était question d'acter pour l'opérationnalisation de la nouvelle banque en gestation. Elle va permettre, selon les initiateurs, de financer les projets de développement pétrolier et gazier en vue de satisfaire la demande et d'améliorer les conditions de vie des populations des pays membres. La cérémonie était présidée par le Premier ministre Joseph Dion Guté, représentant personnel du chef de l'État. Une importante cargaison de munitions de guerre vient d'être interceptée à Tchabal, localité située à environ 40 km de Ngaoundéré. Plus de 3100 munitions, toutes non déclarées, dissimulées à bord d'un bus de transport public de la place. Cette saisie est le fruit d'une collaboration entre les équipes opérationnelles de la mission Alcomi, zone 3 de Ngaoundéré, et les services de renseignement camerounais. La cérémonie d'hommage aux professionnels de la Cameroon Radio Television au docteur Hassène Godfred, décédé le 2 octobre dernier, s'est déroulée ce jour au campus de l'IFCPA à Ekounou. C'était en présence du directeur général adjoint Emmanuel Wangibé, accompagné des collaborateurs et apprenants venus rendre un dernier hommage. Docteur Hassène Godfred sera inhumé demain samedi dans son village Ambélec, dans la région du Nord-Ouest. En sport, championnat du monde de sambo, la compétition débute le 6 novembre prochain au Kazakhstan. Mais en attendant à Yaoundé, la team Cameroun poursuit son stage interne. Il est question pour les 18 athlètes camerounais de régler les ultimes détails techniques avant de se rendre à Astana. Tour cycliste du Faso, pas de changement au classement à l'issue de la 8e étape longue de 117 km ce vendredi entre Ouagadougou et Yako. L'équipe du Maroc a confirmé sa première place au classement général individuel. Driss Elalouyani a franchi en premier la ligne d'arrivée à Yako. Le Cameroun Clovis Kamzon arrive quatrième. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Restez sur la CRTV Poste National. Nos programmes se poursuivent.